And I'd forgotten about this. I mean, the Super Bowl is coming up. I think we all know that. Super Bowl 54. Was it LIV? February 2nd. Which, by the way, you'll hear the radio broadcast on WSW 790 that day. I think we start at 2 o'clock in the morning with the pregame show that starts at
2 a.m. In the morning. Well,
get it all squeezed in that morning.
That's right.
P.M.
Oh, P.M.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, P.M. Oh, all right.
I just saw 2 and I just figured it. On February 8th, remember that there's a new football league or a return of a football league that's going to make its debut?
The
XFL is coming back. I forgot about that, but there a story popped up online. Just for real quick. This because they're talking about how the XFL, which is getting set to debut on February 8th, is starting to make known some of its nuances that we'll have compared to the NFL. And I think we actually talked about a couple of these, but I'm going to just cover them again just so you know. In case you're wondering what's going to be the brand of play, we can tell you some of the rules that will be in play. For example, extra points will be worth 1, 2, or 3 points, and they will not be kicked. Teams will have the option to go for 1 point from the 2-yard line, 2 points from the 5-yard line, or 3 points from the 10-yard line. Overtime, should it be achieved, will look like the NHL's version of a shootout, as teams will get up to 5 shots to score from the 5-yard line. It could be interesting.
All right.
The receivers will only need 1 foot in bounds, like college.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Officials, there will be a dedicated ball spotter to ensure a faster tempo that comes with a 25-second play clock. Boy, that's going to be some up-tempo offenses there.
Mm-hmm.
And it says they're going to have a running clock through the game, except in the final 2 minutes of each half. I don't know if they're doing 15-minute quarters like the NFL or not, but it's going to be a running clock. And any replays to be initiated by an official in the booth, no coaches' challenges. Also, offenses will be allowed double forward passes behind the line of scrimmage. That could be interesting and a little more nuance.
Uh-huh.
So just a few things that the XFL says is going to be happening in their games. They're trying to achieve with that 25-second play clock, by the way, and the running clock, trying to get games into less than 3 hours. They say that one thing they found out from fans is they want quicker games compared to the NFL, which I can understand because sometimes NFL games can drag.
Not as bad as college.
And I don't know how much of that is the play and how much of that is the advertising.
Both. Yeah.
It could be a combination of both. But, yeah, the XFL is going to debut February 8th, the weekend after the Super Bowl.
Color me skeptical, but I just think by that time, two things are going against the XFL. One, people will be footballed out by that time, and two, the level of play.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
How long will it last?
These are pros.
Going back to what the XFL and the USFL, remember those days?
Right.
They had a couple of star players, but, you know, Herschel Walker probably. You know,
Jim Kelly was part of the XFL.
But
right?
It's just, Anthony I think Carter. You're right. Just, at some point, people just need a break as much as they love the game.
Yeah.
And you're also, you know, spring training's going to be getting soon. College basketball.
Right.
Getting into its March Madness. We'll see. We'll see what's happening. But that's what you're going to find, some of those little rule nuances compared to what you get from the NFL.